امام سجاد علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام ان دس دعا دعا مکارم الاخلاق has got a phrase that Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam says, Ilahi albisni zinat al-muttaqin. Oh my God, give me the beauty of pious people. Oh my God, give me the beauty of muttaqin. I hope so that we should get this beauty. Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam in this dua counts about 22 beauties of muttaqin people, how they are. If we want to understand who are muttaqin people, if we want to understand how we can become muttaqin among muttaqin people, if you want to be muttaqi, if I want to be muttaqi, if anyone wants to be muttaqi or pious man, should get these qualities, which Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam mentions in his dua. 22 points, 22 qualities, 22 specialties Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam counts here in this dua for those people who want to be muttaqi. And those people who say that we are muttaqi, then we should compare them with these qualities. Are these qualities among those people who are claiming to be muttaqi? Imam says, oh my God, Ilahi albisni zinat al-muttaqin. Oh my God, give me the beauty of muttaqi. Now, question raised in our mind that beauty that we want to get, you should understand what is beauty. According to Quran, I want to mention here, there are different types of beauties. First, we should understand the beauty. Then we should go and to become and to get the qualities of a muttaqi. According to Quran, types of a beauty. Number one, apparently beauty, that simpleness is like ugliness. No, they are two different things. Simple, it means maybe simple clothes, but clean clothes, with a good smell, with a nice well clothes. It can be simple, but it can be beautiful. Simple, for example, shoes, with a beautiful shoe. They are not well anti each others. Ugliness is something else. Simpleness and beautiful and beauty are almost same. But beauty, what kind of a beauty we are going to use? It should be according to Quran. As I told you, beauty number one, there was apparently beauty number two, is examination of beauty number three. Something which is a haram but covered by beauty. Quran says, زُيِّنَ لَهُ سُوءُ أَمَلِهِ فَرَآهُ حَسَنًا. Some people, unfortunately, some bad things are around them, or they are committing sin, unfortunately. Then they satisfy themselves and satisfy others that this is not a sin. For example, someone if does backbiting of someone, then he says that, well, it was a reality. I mean, I want to give you just message, or just like this, just to, you know, justify the action that he did. That don't make these things beautiful. Don't show these things beautiful into another's eyes. This action that you are going to do is haram in Islam. At least accept this is a haram. Why you are going to justify it? When you accept it and then you ask God to forgive you, maybe God will forgive you sooner than those people. And number who four are justifying is a zinat al-muttaqin. Have ever we thought about this? Have ever we think about this, that beauty of our soul? What is beauty of our soul? We always think about the beauty of apparently, we think about the beauty of this world, we think about the beauty of a car, we think about the beauty of our children, we think about the beauty of our clothes, we think about the beauty of our this world, how we make ourselves beautiful, how we make our children beautiful, how we make our, I don't know, car beautiful. Have ever we thought about the beauty of our soul? What is the beauty of our soul? Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam says, Ilahi albisni zinat al-muttaqin. Oh my God, give me the beauty of muttaqin. When we get the beauty of muttaqin, then we became the real beautiful. Then we became the real this beautiful. This Sahifa Sajjadiyya, which Imam Sajjad has given du'as and prayers, which I told you, which I requested you, that these prayers are the ways to convey Imam's message to us. What Imam wants, what Imam says. Imam gives the way to get the right path. Imam gives the ways to get the beauty, really beauty, real beauty. We think about the beauty of our ordinary things and material things. We should think about the beauty of... What is the beauty of prayers? Al-Khushu. The Prophet, peace be upon him, states that Alamat al-khashi'a arba. Someone who is a khashi', someone who has a complete concentrate in his prayers, he has got four qualities. He has got four specialties. Through these qualities, we can understand that this person who's going to pray and says that I've got a complete concentrate to God, we can understand through these qualities. This is a very nice tradition. It is in Tawfatul Uqul, written by marhum late Harrani. Very nice book. Very nice book. And very nice this tradition. Prophet, peace be upon him, says that person who has God or who wants to have concentrate in his prayers should get these four qualities. Number one, Muraqibat Allah. Look, wherever you go, think that God is looking at you. Wherever you go, feel that God is looking at you. Wherever you go to do something, feel that God is looking at you. Wherever you, whatever you say, see that God is looking at you. Once upon a time, Imam Ali said to him that, do you know what you are speaking? Your angels are writing. Then Imam said, I don't say. Quran says, Ma yalfizu min qawlin illa ladayhi raqibun atid. Whatever you speak, whatever we speak, our angels are right.